You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy?
Yeah, he's the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we've got with us as a guest in the studio, Phil Hogendyke, who is the CEO and co-founder of Bruised But Not Broken Canine Rescue. Now, Phil, I got to give you credit. That's a pretty interesting name to go through. And welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Phil, can you explain to our listeners exactly what it is that your rescue group does?
Sure. Well, we specialize in we take dogs of all breeds, but where we specialize is with bully breeds in specific. We kind of cater to the pit bulls and the Rottweilers. And the reason for that is because, you know, we feel that they've got a really bad rap. And through owning four of our own pit bull and Rottweiler mixes, we're just well aware of what amazing breed that they are, and how loyal and how intelligent they are. And we wanted to be able to help lost pit bulls find good family homes.
That seems to be a continual theme through today's.
Yeah, it sure does.
And it's unfortunate that they do get such a bad rap. Tell us more about the dogs that you do have.
Sure, we have. Well, right now we have the four of our own that we mentioned. We have a 12-year-old Rottweiler pit bull mix. He's about 90 pounds. We also have a female that's, she's about 50 pounds. She's a full blood pit bull. And then, two other dogs that are a mix of pit bull and Rottweiler. But as far as rescue dogs are concerned, we've got, eight in our system right now.
Okay.
And, every one of them is a mix of some sort. There is one that's a purebred. But then we have one that's mixed with a black lab. We have one that's mixed with a hound. You name it, you know, we've seen the mix.
And how do you come about these?
Well, unfortunately, what's going on right now is a lot of people in Michigan are being displaced from their homes because of the poor economic status, losing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they can't afford their home, so they have to relocate to an apartment. Or
how do they find you?
Well, it's basically word of mouth, which has surprisingly been very good for us. We do have a Facebook fan page, but we do work with a handful of other rescues. And, you know, what's going on with a lot of the other rescues is they're not taking pit bulls because of breed-specific legislation in their area. So, you know, they turn to us. You know, they give them our number, and then we take it from there.
Yeah, Phil, it's interesting that you say that, because in previous conversations Rick and I have had, we've talked with the Ingham County Animal Control. We've also talked with the Humane Society, and they do have quite a few pit bulls in their system. What is causing there to be so many of them? Is it purely reputation, or is there just an overabundance of dogs running free and breeding? Or, I mean, what is the crux of this problem?
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, with their bad reputation, unfortunately, dog fighting exists, and it's a reality. The normal everyday person doesn't see it, but it does go on. And what happens is these people breed the animals. They try to get them to fight. If they don't fight, they're worthless to them. They toss them to the curb. We've picked up many dogs for our shelter that have just been wandering the streets, you know, and they'll be covered in scars on the bottom half of their body. And that's a typical sign that they're defensive wounds. They were throwing themselves on the ground and paws up in the air and trying to fight the other animal off them. Mm-hmm. And to a dog fighter, that dog's worthless, you know. So they either get tossed or used as a bait dog, which is also a very sad situation. But I think there's a lot of dogs out there. I do know that pit bulls are popular with a lot of people, as much as there's a bad reputation. People also like to have them for some other wrong reasons, such as a guard dog, You know, which you know, we don't endorse by any means. You know, for reputation, to look tough. There's a lot of ridiculous reasons why people pick up these breeds, and then they get them, and they realize that it's a little bit more work than they thought it was going to be, and they have a hard time controlling the dog because they didn't go through proper training to have the dog be obedient. So, you know, they turn them over. And, you know, that's a big part of the problem. I think a statistic I heard from Victoria Stillwell from It's Me or the Dog, she was at the Detroit Metro Pet Expo a couple weekends ago, and we got a chance to speak with her. And she said some great things about the breed. And she mentioned that over one-third of all rescue dogs in the United States are a pit bull or a pit bull mix. Yeah. You know, so we really like to get into full obedience training on these dogs. You know, we spend okay. 2 or 3, 4 months with them before we even consider adopting them out because we want that adoption to be successful.
Right.
And
you do a bit of separating between the idea of, you know, like aggressive towards people and aggressive towards just other dogs. And do you deal with both of those issues?
We do. There's a lot of different issues, and those are some of them. You know, you will find some dogs that just don't like other dogs. And a lot of that is the ones that come intact to us. They yeah. haven't been spayed or neutered. So, you know, that's one of the things we take care of right away. And that helps. You know, and then we haven't come across a lot of people aggressive dogs. But
that seems to be a common point sure. that's always seemed to be mentioned. Anytime we bring up pit bulls, it's just rare to find a pit bull that's actually, or a bully breed that's actually aggressive towards people. You know, it's usually another scenario.
Yeah.
It's really surprising because you can see some of these dogs when they come in and they've been treated so poorly, and once they come into a loving environment, it usually takes them about 24 hours to wow. adjust, and they're like brand new dogs. You know, they just want that positive attention, and when they get that, it makes a big difference for sure.
Now, we might mention to the listeners that you're from Grand Blanc.
Yep.
And
sure.
so that's where your rescue's out of.
Yep.
Do you get dogs from other areas?
We've gotten dogs as far as up to Traverse City, Michigan.
Okay.
We've traveled for dogs, you know, and we will work with people and rescues and different situations for sure.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Phil, one of the things that I'm curious about, the argument that I've heard people give about pit bulls in particular is the fact of the jaw locking.
Sure.
That's the thing that they say is the ingredient that is the reason behind the ban. Why are they wrong?
Well, this isn't specific just to pit bulls. This is something that all dogs do when they fight a dog. The pit bull is strong, and that's the issue. It's not a lock issue. It's more of a strength thing than a lock. And you know, it's important to know your limits with your dog. You won't have these problems if your dog's trained properly, socialized properly, and in the right situations at the right time. So,
Phil, if any of our listeners want to get involved with your organization or even by chance donate some money, how do they get in touch with you?
We're having a website built as we speak, but we do have a Facebook fan page. It's facebook.com/bruisedbutnotbroken.
Okay. Well, for all of you who can help, obviously all rescues out there sure can use it. So we've been speaking this morning with Phil Hogendyke, the CEO and co-founder of Bruised But Not Broken Canine Rescue. Thank you so much, Phil, for coming on the show.
Thanks, Lee. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And Rick, what a great show we've had. It's so interesting to have this conversation because a lot of people are very passionate about these animals. They really do have a wonderful relationship with people, and it just comes down to how do you control them and train them properly, it seems.
Yeah, training is the bottom line, and anyone that's thinking about any breed of dog just happens to be because of the strength. As Phil mentioned, you know, there's maybe more issue here, but the same theme occurs no matter what the breed is.
Right. Well, for all of you who may have missed any part of the show or want to hear it again, we encourage you to go to our website at 1320wils.com, where you can listen to the show streaming anywhere, or you can listen to old shows or this one again. And again, we also are in Facebook. So friend the show at the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. But on behalf of our producer, Holly Rotter, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen saying to all of you, have a great week, everybody. And in the meantime, please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
I remember when Rock was young, me and Susie had